The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, June 30, 2022. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez described the U.S. human rights record as deplorable in response to a message from the U.S. Secretary of State on the sentences for the July 11 riots in Cuba. On his Twitter account, Rodriguez wrote, "With its deplorable human rights record, the U.S. government and its Secretary of State should refrain from judging Cuba and other countries with fabricated legends and crude, slanderous campaigns." The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, questioned the sentences issued by Cuban courts against those who participated in acts of vandalism and against the constitutional order in those riots. Cuban Deputy Foreign Minister Ana Yancy Rodriguez said that Secretary Blinken should stop fabricating lies against Cuba and deal with the flagrant violations of human rights in the U.S. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health on Wednesday reported that 7,392,481 people have received the booster shot against COVID-19. According to the health ministry, 90% of the population has already been fully vaccinated. Therefore, Cuba has reported the administration of 38,558,344 doses of the Cuban Soberana 2, Soberana Plus, and Abdala vaccines. According to Cuba's National Statistics and Information Office, the island's population at the end of 2020 was about 11,180,000 inhabitants. The president of the Parliament of Cuba, Esteban Lasso, convened the ninth ordinary session of that body in its ninth legislature. According to the official website of the legislative, these sessions will take place as from 9 a.m. on July 21st of this year at the Havana Convention Palace. Last May, the fifth extraordinary session of the Parliament and its current legislature updated the deputies on details of the country's economic social strategy. Then, they also approved several laws after an intense stage of discussion on eight new regulations which respond to articles of the Constitution and which were previously conceived and enriched with the criteria of the population, universities, organizations, research centers, deputies, and experts. And in the international agenda, we have that the Confederation of Indigenous Nationalities of Ecuador, CONAIE, and other groups called for peace when the social protests against the government marked 18 days. The request was made by leaders of the Council of Indigenous Evangelical Peoples and Organizations of Ecuador, FENE, and CONAIE President Leonidas Issa, in view of a new possibility of resuming the talks suspended with the executive. In the Basilica of the National Vow, which hosted the talks, Issa affirmed that the indigenous movement continues standing in the struggle, resistance, and effort, despite being denigrated, criminalized, stigmatized, insulted, and persecuted. He also advocated to put wills to guarantee the peace and security of the country that is experiencing a popular uprising since June 13, thinking in the balance of an intercultural society. Meanwhile, the president-elect of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, announced that José Antonio Ocampo will be the finance minister of the new government that will take office on August 7. The announcement took place after the first handover meeting between the commissioners of the outgoing president, Iván Duque, and Petro, appointments that continue and will be extended until July 5. Ocampo, who was Minister of Finance of former President Ernesto Samper and co-director of the Bank of the Republic until December 2019, will have in his hands the task of promoting the proposal of the historic pact called Colombia Economy for Life. The commitment of the pact coalition with which Petro won the elections last June 19 to achieve a Colombia world power for life is to carry out fundamental transformations to face the emergency caused by climate change and the loss of biodiversity. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.